兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to study the Bible.
今天晚上从圣经来谈谈在敬虔家庭里面的任性的孩子。
Tonight, we would like to study the topic, an unruly son in a godly house.
我们从昨天开始读圣经士师记十三章开始呢，就是在讲士师参孙的一生。
Starting from yesterday, we're reading the book of Judges, chapter 13, and starting from chapter 13, it's talking about the life of Samson.
那参孙是一个非常出名的士师。
Samson, is a very well-known judge.
就算不信神的人，他们也对这个故事耳熟能详。
Even those who do not believe in God, they are familiar with the story of Samson.
有些艺术作品或者是音乐的曲子，也是用参孙和大力拉做主题来谱曲或者来作画。
There are some artists who paint a picture, or there are some musicians who compose music with this topic surrounding Samson and Delilah.
因为这个人他的一生很传奇。
Because this person, his life was very legendary.
可是最后他却死得很凄惨。
But he actually died a very tragic death.
参孙的一生可以说是以色列选民他们历史的缩影。
The life of Samson was also a picture of the history of the Israelites.
就是他是怎么出现的，一直到他这当中经历的这个这个起伏哈，生命的起伏，到最后的结束，很像百姓的历史。
The birth of Samson, how he appeared, and also the up and downs in his life, and also how he ended his life. This was very similar to the history of the chosen people.
这些这个人物很属肉体，就是他很注重自己的情欲。
This character, he is very fleshly, meaning that he places a great emphasis on his own desires.
但是他本来不应该是过这种日子的。
But he was not supposed to live a life like this.
他在还没有出母腹的时候就被指定应该过什么日子。
Even before he was born, he was chosen to be destined to live a certain life.
那他的日子应该是非常的敬虔，而且是非常的跟神亲近的。
And so his life was supposed to be very godly and very close to God.
可是他最后走的路是跟神很远。
But the path that he chose to walk was very far from God.
可是因为他的生命要完成的工作，神已经设计好的。
But because God had already designed the job that he was to do for his life.
所以他一生也是要完成神的工作。
So his life was to accomplish the job that God had given him.
虽然他的生命里面充满了很多神不喜悦的事情。
So even though his life was filled with things that God was not pleased with.
但是神还是用他去完成了他该做的事。
But God still used him to accomplish the things that he needed to finish.
所以这个人一生是选民国度的一个写照。
So this person's life was a symbol or a portrait of the history of the chosen people.
也反映我们今天信主的人的一生。
And this also reflects the life of the believers today.
我们今天如果仔细想一想看。有时候我们会很像参孙的。
If we really think very carefully today, sometimes we are just like Samson.
那可是参孙的这个一生要给我们留下一个鉴戒，让我们警惕。
But the life of Samson was to leave an example or a warning for us.
那从士师记十三章开始所记载的，就是以色列百姓在这段时间的第七个循环。
In chapter 13, this judge is started the seventh cycle of the history of the chosen people in the book of Judges.
就是他们 被压制，然后他们困苦，他们求神，然后神就兴起士师来拯救。
The cycle was that the people would be oppressed and they would call out to God and God would raise up a judge to deliver them.
那这个时候百姓呢，一脱离困苦，然后又回去原来的日子。
And as soon as the people got out from their oppression, they would go back to their old life.
那如果从前面一直算过来，从第三章开始呢，那参孙也是第十二个士师。
And if we count starting from chapter 3, Samson was the 12th judge.
哎，这个时候等到参孙的时间结束，那个士师记的历史也即将要结束了。
And by the time the story of Samson ends, the era of the judges would also end.
接下来就是在路德记在撒母耳记的发生历史。
And then what comes after this was recording the book of Ruth and also first Samuel the history.
所以我们现在看十三章第一节。
So let's read verse 1 of chapter 13.
这也特别说。那个以色列人又行神眼中看为恶的事，神把他们交在非利士人手中40年。
So here it says, again, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years.
所以现在百姓又受苦了。
So now the people of God again were suffering.
那在这个地方，圣经并没有用很跟前面一样很强烈的字眼在描述百姓是多苦。
And at this point, the Bible did not use very strong words to describe how the people were suffering as in the previous chapters.
但是从接下来几章，从非利士人对待以色列人的这个方法呢，就知道以色列百姓其实是被殖民的，就是被压制的，他们失去自由。
But from the description that came afterwards, we're able to see that actually the Israelites, the people of God, they were being oppressed and they did not have their freedom.
那个神的选民很怕非利士人的。
And also the chosen people of God were very much afraid of the Philistines.
现在特别提到有一个人叫是但族的，叫做马诺亚。
And so here it mentions that there was a certain man from the tribe of Dan, and his name was Manoah.
他的妻子没有怀孕，不生育啊。
And his wife was barren, had no children.
那这个马诺亚其实是。他的意思就是安息的意思啦。
The name Manoah means to rest.
那他的妻子就没有写名字。
And his wife's name was not recorded.
那可是我们会发现说，这一对夫妻这个妻子没有怀孕，不生育，这对他们来说是一个缺陷。
And we discover that for this couple, for the wife to be barren, for them, this was a imperfection.
那当时候一个妇人如果不没有办法怀孕生孩子，这是一个很大的人生当中的缺陷啊。
At that time, for a woman to be barren without children, it was a great imperfection in their life.
这就是为什么在接下去哈拿她不能够生育，她就。很痛苦，跟神哀哭。
And that's why later on we see the recordings for Hannah, who was also barren, and she was in great suffering, and she called out to the Lord.
那这也是为什么在士师记十一章，耶弗他的女儿，她后来为了要帮助父亲还愿，她终身为处女，她没有结婚。
And this was also why in chapter 11, for the daughter of Jephthah, in order to fulfill the vow that her father had made, she remained a virgin all her life, never married.
她没有结婚，终身为处女，她要哀哭。
And that's why they had to mourn for her virginity, for being a virgin and never married.
有很多的同伴也为她哀哭。
And also many of her friends were mourning with her.
那这个哀哭其实就是因为她没有机会生出弥赛亚救主。
And the reason for the mourning was that she had no chance to be giving birth to the Messiah, the Savior.
因为自从摩西在申命记他颁布了律法，百姓知道将来会有一个先知像摩西一样来拯救百姓。那时候开始，众女子就要期待这个弥赛亚是由这个女子所生的。
Because ever since the time of Moses, after Moses had given commandments or laws of God to the people, they knew that there would be a prophet just like Moses to deliver the people of God. And so all the woman's expectation or hope was to be giving birth to the Messiah.
所以这是为什么这个就变成一个 很重要的期待，每一个妈妈都希望说能够生出的孩子是特别的，能够当救主的。
And that's why this became a very special or important expectation for all the Israelite women. They all had the expectation that their child would be the savior.
那现在马诺亚他的妻子不怀孕，不生育。
And so now we see that Manoah, his wife, was barren.
那这个人哦，马诺亚其实他是一个很敬虔的人。
And we see that this person, Manoah, he was actually a very God-fearing man.
哦，因为十三章的第三节，神的使者向妇人显现。
We see that in verse 3 of chapter 13, the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman.
当时候这个马诺亚不在场。
And at that time, Manoah was not there.
神的使者其实是神本身，他向这个妇人说，你要怀孕生个儿子。
The angel of the Lord, who was God himself, he appeared to the woman and said, you will bear a son.
然后呢，但是你要谨慎，有三件事情不可以做。
But you need to be careful. There are three things that you are not to do.
第一个，清酒浓酒不喝。
The first that you were not to drink wine or similar drink.
也就是说，他不可以去接触这个酒精的制品，为了要让肉体得到舒畅，得到满足。
Which was to say that she was not supposed to drink anything made with alcohol to have pleasure in them.
好，第二件事情说。一切不洁的物不可以吃。
And the second item was to not eat anything unclean.
就是说，圣经说不干净的你不能够吃，当然也不能够去接近，要保持圣洁。
Which was to say that anything that is unclean, not only are you not to eat it, you cannot be near it.
第三件，第五节说，你这个儿子，你不可用剃头刀剃他的头。
The third item, which was recorded in verse 5, for the son you shall not cut his hair, no razor shall come upon his head.
是因为这个孩子他一出生呢就要归神做拿细耳人了。
And the reason was because as soon as the child was born, he would be a Nazarite to God.
民数记第六章就记录了拿细耳人的条例。
And in Numbers chapter 6, I recorded laws regarding the Nazarite.
那基本上他的生活的要求就是以这三件事情为主。
And basically, the requirements to be a Nazarite was centered around these three things.
所以这个孩子呢，他不能用剃头刀剃头，就是他会留长发。
And so for this child, no razor shall come upon his head, meaning that he would have very long hair.
他要留长发，意思就是说，他作为一个男子。但是他留长发，这个不太对劲吧
？And the meaning is that, well, even being a man, he would have long hair. This was quite unordinary.
就是比如说在哥林多前书十一章，当时候他们就说，长发是女人的荣耀，但是长发却是男人的羞耻。
This was just like in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it mentioned that the long hair is the glory for the woman, but for a man, that is his shame.
那所以现在这个男子哦，他现在有长发在头上啊。
And so for this man or this boy to have long hair on his head.
他现在做这个长发做一个记号。
And this long hair becomes a mark or a
symbol. 让众人知道这个人是特别的。
So that everybody would know that this man is special.
他是男子，但是有长发。
Even though he's a guy, but he has long hair.
但是为了要服从神，要服侍神。
But in order to serve God,
他就要把这个男人的尊严呢、啊，这个尊严把它放在旁边，不管了、
啊。He needs to put aside this dignity that man has.
然后现在头上有像女人的头发。
And now that on his head he has long hair just like a woman.
这个就是一个服权柄的记号。
And this is a mark for submission to authority.
所以他现在长发在人面前，就是他现在是在做拿细耳人，在服侍神的人。
And so the long hair becomes a symbol in front of people that he is a Nazarite, he is serving God.
那所以他的生活方式跟一般人不同了。
And that is also why his lifestyle would be different from the normal people.
酒不可以喝。
He could not drink any wine.
不洁的东西不可以，不可以吃，不可以碰。
And he cannot eat or touch anything unclean.
所以他需要保持圣洁。
That's why he needs to remain holy.
跟这个世界有分别。
He needs to be separated from the world.
这样的方式，生活方式是从妈妈怀孕的时候就开始做的。
And this kind of lifestyle started even when the mother was pregnant.
神这样讲原因就是说，因为这个孩子，他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
And the reason why God said this was because this person, he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines.
哦，那这个表示说，哎，这个孩子的来到是神特定特选的。
Which tells us that the arrival of this child was chosen specifically by God.
在还没有生以前，神就派使者去跟这个妈妈讲好的。
Before even the child was born, God sent an angel to tell the mother.
现在这个妇人哦，就回去跟她丈夫说了。
And so this woman, she went to tell her husband.
她就说，这个神人一直就是像神派的使者跟我这样说，我不知道他叫什么名字。
She said, a man of God, which was a messenger from God, he came to me, but I don't know what his name was, and he said to me such and such.
第七节，他这个做太太的特别跟做先生的说，他对我说，他说这个孩子从出胎到死都要做归神做拿细耳人呢。
And the wife specifically said to the husband that the messenger, or he said to me, that this child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death.
哇，那表示这个拿细人，这个马诺亚，他知道是什么意思啊。
And so this shows that the woman and the man, they both understand what a Nazarite is.
要养一个拿细人，这个家庭要配合的。
In order to raise a Nazarite, the family or the parents definitely need to put in their effort.
所以从此他们的夫妻的生活也要跟着改变才可以。
And so from this day on, the lifestyle of the couple also needed to change.
那他们本来祈求孩子要有孩子的生活，现在神给他们的信息是，哎，这个孩子很特别，不是他们所想象的那样子。
And so they might originally had asked for a lifestyle with children, but now that God gave them this message to have a Nazarite in the family, which was very different.
看起来他们应该没有孩子，所以这个一定是第一个孩子。
It looked like they had no children, so this must be their firstborn child.
他们以前也没有养过孩子，现在养这个孩子是特别的。
They never had children before, and so this child that they are about to have was very special.
所以这个做父亲的，他就当时候就想说，那我们要怎么样对待这个孩子呢？
And then so as the father of the child, he started to think, how are they supposed to treat this child?
所以第八节，这个做父亲的，他就求神。
So in verse 8, the father, he prayed to the Lord.
他说，主啊，求你再差遣那个神人到我们这里来，好指教我们怎么样带这将要生的孩子。
And so he prayed to God to say, please let the man of God whom you sent come to us again, teach us what we shall do for the child who will be born.
因为他要知道说要照神的方式来养他。
Because he wanted to know how he was to raise this child according to the will of God.
哦，因为他现在讲的这几个原则，这个听起来好像很简单，但其实要执行起来不容易的。
Because even though the things that were instructed to them sounded simple, but in order to actually practice it was not that simple.
你看，后来你看神垂听了这个做父亲的祷告，然后这个神人又出现了。
So we see that God listened to the prayer of the father, and the man of God came again.
好，那现在第十一节。
So now we read verse 11.
现在这个马诺亚呢，他就来见这个神人，跟他说，跟这个妇人说话，就是你吗？他说，我是。
And so we see that Manoah went to see the man of God and asked him, are you this person? And he said, I am.
意思说他要确定说，诶，他妻子跟他讲的这个信息是从这个神人来的，没有错。
Which also showed us that he wanted to verify with this man that the message came from his wife was coming from this man.
好，那第十二节他说马诺亚就说了，愿你的话应验哈。
And verse 12, Manoah said, now let your words come to pass.
也就是说，意思就是说啊，我们现在有个孩子啊，他们非常非常期待。
which was to say that they will be expecting very greatly the arrival of this child.
那现在我们当怎么样带这个孩子？他后来当怎么样呢？
And so what will be the boy's rule of life and his work?
意思就是说，这个孩子的生活方式应该是要怎么样来过的？
Which was to ask, what is the lifestyle of this child? What should he do?
就是这个做父母亲应该怎么来养这个孩子啊？
What should the parents of this child do to raise him?
那这个孩子的将来的工作是什么呢？
And what is his work in the future?
哦，因为拿细尔人是本来是应该到会幕里面去那里协助祭司啊，去做献祭的工作啊。
Because a Nazarite was supposed to be working in the tabernacle to help the priest to make offerings to God.
可是神现在是指定这个孩子要来拯救神的选民离开非利士人的手。
But then now God specifically appointed this child to deliver the children of Israel out of the hand of the Philistines.
感觉上他好像是要去做一个战士一样的，不是到圣殿里面去，只是献献祭而已啊。
And so it felt like this child was to be a warrior and not a person helping out in the temple of God.
哦，所以这个做父亲的他就很在意说应该怎么来教养孩子。
And so as the father, he cared greatly about how to raise this child.
好，那这个神的使者呢，就跟马诺亚说，我就跟你太太，我跟你的妻子所讲的这些话，他都要去做。
And then so the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful.
好，就是说，我跟你的妻子所讲的就是这样子的。
Basically, he said that whatever I told your wife, that was it.
就是这三件事要这个三个原则一定要抓住。
You must hold on to these three things, these three principles.
那表示说，你这个孩子，你要让他知道说，有些事情他不可以碰的。
Which meant that you have to also let the child know that there were certain things or certain items that he's not supposed to touch.
他的那个生活的标准要像祭司一样，大祭司那样子高。
His lifestyle or requirement had to be as high as the standard for the high priest.
那这个做，你看这个做父母的，他们知道这个消息以后。
So as the parents of this child, after they found out about the information,
他们当时候你看，特别就是要去献祭给这个人。
And so at that time, they specifically wanted to make an offering to this person.
一献祭的时候才知道说，哦，这个真的是神的使者，他这个神的使者就消失不见了。
After they made the offering, and then they realized that this was truly the angel of the Lord, and he disappeared.
那这个时候，你看第二十三节哈。
And so now we read verse 23.
他们现在这个做妻子的已经很显然的明白，这就是神要把将来发生的事情指示我们，哦，这个就是神给他们的任务。
And so the wife understood that this was God showing them what will happen in the future, and also they were given a mission by God.
这件事情很慎重，所以神特别跟他们显现。
And this event was very important, and that's why God specifically appeared to them.
他们需要照神的方式来养育这个孩子。
So they needed to raise up this child according to God's instruction.
这对夫妻哦，一定接下来一定非常期待这个孩子来到。
And I believe that this couple, they must be expecting the arrival of the child with great expectation.
我们从他们这个夫妻之间的对话跟这个神的使者的对话就知道说，哎，这一对夫妻很在意神。给他们的工作。
From the conversation between the husband and wife, also their conversation between them and the angel of the Lord, we know that they cared very much about this mission that God had given them.
他们也经历了这个神跟他们讲的神行过的这个奇妙的事情，他们看到这些神迹。
And they also had experienced a very wonderful, miraculous sign or experience that God showed them.
他们很敬畏神，你看他们看到那个这个神的使者升上去的时候，俯伏在地敬拜。
They were very God-fearing people. When they saw the angel of the Lord ascending to heaven, they fell on their faces to the ground.
好，接下来第二十四节就说，妇人真的生了一个儿子，给他取名叫参孙。
And so later on in verse 24, it says that the woman indeed bore a son and named him Samson.
这个使者，他只是跟 马诺亚说你要妻子要生儿子，但是没有跟他取名字，名字是留着父母亲取的。
The angel of the Lord only told them that they would bear a son, but they did not say what the name would be. So the name was given by the parents.
哦，那这个父母亲取孩子叫参孙，参孙的意思就是由太阳而出的，就像太阳的孩子一样。
And the parents gave the name Samson, and the name Samson means
like the sun.
Like the sun.
哦，就是像太阳一样发光的。
It means that he will shine like the sun.
那也就是说，这个父母亲他们也期待说，这个儿子呢，能够真的在一生的工作里面，为以色列百姓带来希望，啊，带来热情，能够脱离仇敌的辖制。
Which tells us that the expectation of the parents of this child was that he would bring hope and light to the people of Israel and deliver them out of their trouble and give them hope.
因为当时他们就好像在黑暗当中一样嘛。
Because at that time they were like living in darkness.
那现在希望这个孩子的出现像太阳，啊，带来亮光，带来力量。
And so now with the expectation of the arrival of this child, they are hoping that the child would bring them hope and also light.
啊，结果他说第二十五节，在马哈尼但，啊，就是索拉和以斯陶中间，神的灵就感动他了。
And now we see in verse 25 that the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him at Mahanadan between Zorah and Eshtol.
那这个马哈尼但就是在但的军营的意思了哈。
And Mahanadan means the camp of Dan.
因为这个后来在第十八章，我们先看一下这个地名。第十八章的第十二节哈，十一节。
Let's read about this location. If we turn to chapter 18, verse
十一节十二节哈
，11 and 12，
它就说明那个地方叫做马哈尼但啊，就是因为有神的军营啊的意思。
And in verses 11 and 12, it explained that they called the place Mahanadan, meaning that there were the camp of God.
Oh, camp of Dan.
Oh, camp of Dan.
好，那所以呢，现在开始孩子长大了，现在神的灵感动他，他就开始准备要来执行他应该有的工作。
And so now that the child grew up and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him, so he was getting ready to accomplish the work that God wanted him to do.
那我们看十三章里面他讲了这个孩子的出生。
And so from reading about the birth of this child,
我们看到参孙他的出现其实就像我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹一样的。
We would be able to see that the appearance of Samson was just like the brothers and sisters here today.
他在还没有生以前，你看神就已经预定好的。
Even before he was born, God had already destined him.
他的一生要做什么，神已经说先设计了。
And what he was about to do for his whole life, God had already designed.
所以以弗所书第一章哈。
And that's why in the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章的第四节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4
神在创立世界以前就在基督里拣选了我们。
It tells us that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
所以你看今天我们每一个人都是被教会生下来的，在基督里面被教会生的。
And so we could see that every one of us today was born through the church in Christ.
所以教会就像我们母亲一样啊。
And so the church is just like our mother.
那我们的父亲就像这是基督。
And our father is Christ.
哦，所以基督是教会的头。
And that's why Christ is the head of the church.
但我们都是被天父指定好，在创世以前就已经拣选我们的，让我们生在这个地上。
We were chosen by God before the foundation of the world, for us to be born into this world.
我们真的是蒙福的。
We truly are the blessed ones.
那我们一生也是神都给我们准备好，要做什么都已经设计了。
And our life, what we need to do in our whole life, was already designed by God.
所以使徒行传十七章才会说，我们一生的年岁，所住的疆界， 神都已经定好的。
And that's why in the book of Acts, chapter 17, it tells us that God had already decided on the boundaries of where we are to live and also the days of our lives.
那我们这一生就是要像做世上的盐、世上的光，为主耶稣发光、做见证的。
And so that our life was to be the salt of this earth and the light of this world, to shine for the Lord Jesus as testimonies for Him.
那神要我们，你看，要能够真的在这个世上跟世界有分别。
And God really wants us to be separated and be different from the world.
拿细耳人是要来服侍神的，是属神的人。
The Nazarites, they belong to God and they are to serve God.
所以我们一生本来就是因着主耶稣的拯救，我们才活着，我们有目标，有工作的。
And our whole life, it was because of the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ that we have hope and also a mission in our life.
那我们需要真的是以神为乐，而不是以这个世界的享乐为目标。
And that's why we need to really delight ourselves in the world and not to aim to be living in pleasure in this world.
哦，所以你看清酒浓酒不要喝嘛，哈。
And that's why it says that the Nazarite is not supposed to drink wine or any similar drink.
当时候那个时代，吃饭喝酒可能是他们唯一的娱乐啊。
At the world that they were living in back then, to be eating and drinking wine was the only pleasure or entertainment that they had.
现在神说要把这个酒拿开了，不要去接触了。
Now God says to remove the wine or similar drink.
也就是说，我们不再以世界上的最终之乐为满足为享受。
Which means to us that we no longer take pleasure in sin in this world.
而是真的能够以神为乐。
But to truly delight ourselves in the Lord.
所以这个娱乐的生活要注意。
So we need to really pay attention to our life of entertainment.
因为神要我们的是以神为乐，真的以敬畏神为乐了。
Because God really wants us to delight ourselves in Him, in serving Him, in worshiping Him.
所以罗马书第五章哈。
And that's why in the book of Romans, chapter 5, it tells us.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
不但如此，我们既然借着主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
Not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
你看，所以我们今天如果生活上真的成为拿细耳人了，我们就以敬畏神，以服侍神，以能够为神做见证，为喜乐满足。
And so we could see that in our life, if we truly become a Nazarite to God, then we would rejoice in our servitude in God and also in worshiping Him and also bearing witness for Him.
然后拿细耳人还是要不要去吃那个不洁净的东西。
And as a Nazarite, they are not supposed to eat anything unclean.
不能够去接触那个死的尸体啊，死的东西的。
They cannot touch any corpse.
表示说他是要分别为圣的，是保持圣洁的。
Which means that as a Nazarite, they need to be holy.
我们今天属神的人，我们的生活也是要保持圣洁。
As a people belonging to God today, we also need to keep our lives holy.
我们需要远离这些会污秽的事情。
We need to keep away from anything that is unclean.
我们的周围的同伴，我们所接触的这些世界上的事情，都要有所选择。
The friends that we choose, and also the things that we encounter in this world, we need to make a choice.
所以那个哥罗西书哈，哥罗西书第三章。
And that's why in the book of Colossians, chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
就说我们看第十二节。
Let's read verse
第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
第三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
那你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤、口中污秽的言语。
Verse 8. Now you yourselves are to put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth.
那这个都是这个就像不洁的东西。
And all these are things that's unclean.
那第十二节说，要既然是神的选民，要圣洁蒙爱的，那就要追求，要怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
And verse 12, it tells us that being the elect of God, holy and beloved, we need to put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering.
那这个就是拿细耳人他的生活要求。
And these are the requirements of the lifestyle of the Nazarite.
哦，那这个头上要有这个服权柄的记号。
On the head of the Nazarite, they need to have a mark of submission.
那所以我们顺服教会，顺服神。
So that's why we also submit to the church and submit to God.
我们服侍神的人就不会再很在意自己的面子。
And so those who serve God will no longer care about their own dignity.
哦，所以真的是凡事会谦卑。
And that's why they would be able to be humble in everything.
那在人在神面前都不会存着骄傲的心。
And in front of God or in front of men, they would not have any pride.
哦，所以当我们这样做的时候，那个神的灵就跟我们同在。
And so when we do likewise, the Spirit of God abides in us.
所以这个孩子，他其实在一个很敬虔的家庭里面长大。
And so we see that for this child, he actually grew up in a very God-fearing family.
他的父母亲真的是照神的方式在养他的。
And his parents raised him according to God's instructions.
啊，所以你看，神赐福给他，长大以后，神赐福给他，神的灵就感动他。
And so we see that after the child grew, God's spirit started to move him.
可是很可惜，这个孩子真的在长更大的时候，他就变了。
But it was quite unfortunate that as the child grew even older, he changed.
他并不会很在意自己的身份。
He did not really care about his identity or his status.
他不管神在他没有出生以前就赋给他的使命。
And he didn't care about the mission that was given to him even before he was born.
他反过来，他过一个好像很放纵的日子。
But on the other hand, he was living a very loose life.
他看到什么要就要去拿。
Whatever he saw that he wanted to get.
完全不会为了这个他的身份、他的工作想说啊，就先放着不要去碰，都不会这样想。
He never gave a thought to the fact of his because of his status and his identity that he needed to put these things aside.
他做什么事，他都是不要跟父母亲讲的。
Whatever that he did, he didn't tell his parents.
这个就好像孩子长大了。
And this was just like when children are grown up.
那这个孩子变这样子，其实不能怪这个父母亲呢。
And as to how this child came about or became, we could not blame this on the parents.
因为从十三章我们就看到这个父母亲真的尽责了去养他了。
Because from chapter 13, we could see that the parents tried to raise him according to God's instructions.
本来应该是在这个很敬畏神的家庭里面的一个乖孩子的。
And this person ought to be a very a good child in a God-fearing family.
可是现在这个孩子变得很任性。
But now this child became very unruly.
他真的，我们现在如果看第十四章，我们就看了会很觉得很惊讶。
If we read chapter 14 now, and then as we read it through, we'll be very surprised.
他非常的强壮，身强体壮。
He was very strong and healthy.
可是内心却非常的软弱。
But in his heart, he was very weak.
所以我们从十四章以后就看到一个很强烈的对比。
So starting from chapter 14, we see a great contrast.
一个看起来很有力的大力士。
A very strong person,
但其实他是非常的无力在内心里面。
But in actuality, in his heart, he was very weak.
他能够打死一只狮子。
He was able to fight and kill a lion.
可是他却没办法胜过他自己内心的情欲。
But he was unable to overcome the desire in his heart.
他也没有办法胜过一个弱弱的外邦女子。
And he also was not able to overcome a very weak Gentile woman.
从此我们看到他的生活一路打败仗，在跟人的相处上，面对异性这件事情上一路打败仗。
And we started to see that his life started going downhill from this point forward in terms of his relationship with people in choosing a woman.
可是在面对敌人的时候，面对这个用他的体力的时候，他却一路打胜仗。
But in facing the enemy, when he had to use his physical strength, he was able to become victorious one after another.
那这个就变成一个，有时候我们会想不懂，说为什么这种人神的灵还要跟他同在，让他有这么有力。
And so sometimes when things like this, we see this, we may not understand why is it that the spirit of the Lord was still with him so that he was seemingly so strong.
这样的一个 很不搭调的生命是的这个转折点就是从婚姻开始堕落的。
And such strange contradictory life started from the point of the falling of marriage.
就是第十四章的第一开头。
Starting from the beginning of chapter 14.
参孙下到亭拿，在那里看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿。
Verse 1, Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines.
亭拿是在非利士地的一个地方啊。
Timnah was a location in the land of the Philistines.
表示参孙这个时候长大以后，他跟非利士人是和平相处，他根本不觉得说他是需要去拯救以色列人离开非利士人的压制呢。
Which tells us that after Samson grew up, he was living in peace with the Philistines. He never thought that he was supposed to deliver the Israelites out of the hands of the Philistines.
他觉得他过日子过得好好的啊。
He probably felt like he was living a great life.
所以他到非利士人的境地可以自由进出啊。
And so he was able to go in and out of the land of the Philistines freely.
他的母亲一定跟他讲说，你就是要神说你要去拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
His mother must have told him that he was to deliver the Israelites out of the hands of the Philistines.
可是这个时候，参孙一点没有那个使命感，说我就是要去把那个非利士人打败。
But at this point, we saw that Samson did not have this sense of mission that he was to defeat the Philistines.
他甚至还要去娶非利士人的女儿了。
He even wanted to marry a woman from the Philistines.
因为他喜欢这个女子，看着就喜欢。
Because he liked this woman, he saw her and he liked her.
所以他特别回来禀告他的父母亲。
And so he specifically came back to tell his parents.
给我娶来为妻啦。
Get her to me as a wife.
我们会不会想说，那他干嘛不自己去娶？
We might start to think that why is it that he wouldn't just get her as a wife himself?
因为那个时候要娶妻，一定要父母亲出面的，不可以自己娶。
Because,
这是他做不到的事。
Because at that time, in order to marry a wife, the parents had to be present. They couldn't do it themselves, and that was the one thing he couldn't do.
他现在就要求父母亲要照他的意思做。
So now he requested to his parents to do according to what he wanted.
十四章的第三节，父母说不行啊，你难道在这个以色列女子当中找不到一个吗？
And in verse 3, his parents told him, No, is there no woman among your brother, the Israelites?
为什么要到非利士人中去娶妻呢？
Why is it that you must marry a woman from the Philistines?
是父亲，这个参孙对父母亲说，啊，你给我娶那个女子了，因为我喜悦她了。
But then Samson said to his father, Just get her for me because she pleases me well.
他就是觉得哇，我就是喜欢，我没有办法放弃。
Because he felt like he just really liked her, so he couldn't give her up.
现在问题就出在第十节了。
And so the problem started in verse 4.
他的父母亲却不知道这是出于神，因为他找机会攻击非利士人。
But his father and mother did not know that it was of the Lord that he was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistines.
那因为他这个他指的就是神本身嘛，哈。
The he referred to God himself.
因为那时候是非利士人辖制以色列人。
Because at that time the Philistines had control over the Israelites.
参孙他本来是有神的灵在感动他的。
And Samson had the spirit of God moving in him originally.
可是从前面这几集我们就看出，其实父母亲已经跟他劝告说，你不可以去娶外邦女子。
But from the previous verses, we could see that the parents already told him that he should not marry a Philistine woman.
可是参孙他拒绝听。
But Samson refused to listen.
那这件事情。看起来就是神就任凭参孙去顺服他的情欲，他喜爱这个女子，他就一直喜欢下去了，神就不管他了。
And so we could see that God allowed Samson's desire to grow and just let him continue to like this woman.
但是神知道后面发生什么事情。
But God knew what would happen later on.
所以因为神任凭参孙去顺服情欲，就会引发他起来反抗非利士人的压制，压制以色列人这个事实。
And because God allowed Samson's desire to continue, and that resulted in the fact that later on Samson rose up and started to be against the Philistines.
所以神让三孙，然后你要做就去做，然后之后他就有那个想要反抗非利士人的动机了。
And so God allowed Samson to do whatever he wanted so that later on Samson would have the motivation to fight against the Philistines.
因为到现在为止，参孙似乎不在意神对他的，神对他生命上的旨意跟指定给他要做的事。
Because until this point, Samson did not seem to care about the this mission that God wanted him to do.
因为参孙这个时候只注重自己的喜好，他不管以色列人被非利士人压制这个事实啊。
Because up until this point, Samson only cared about what he liked and what he wanted, and he did not care about the fact that the Israelites were oppressed by the Philistines.
所以神就借这个机会要让参孙动起来，来真的开始攻击非利士人。
And so God used this chance to really move Samson to fight against the Philistines.
那就是因为这件事情，神本来就不喜欢的。
God did not God was not pleased in this thing itself.
但是事情还是发生了嘛。
But the event still happened.
我们就看到接下去第五节，好了，参孙跟父母亲下亭拿去了。好，现在到了亭拿的葡萄园。
And so in verse 5, we see that Samson and his parents went down to Timnah, and they arrived at the vineyards of Timnah.
然后 在那个葡萄园，他看到 一只少壮的狮子向他吼叫。
And at the vineyard, he saw a young lion roaring against him.
我们通常都看到这里说，哇，你看接下来就是参孙这个无孔有力 的表演开始，他就把这个狮子把它撕裂了。
And so when we read here, we start to see this great performance of the great strength of Samson. He tore this lion and killed it.
但是为什么会有这只狮子无缘无故的出现呢？
But why was there this lion appearing out of nowhere?
这个狮子其实出现就是在警告参孙呢。
The appearance of this lion was to warn Samson.
他不应该去亭拿的。
That he was not supposed to go to Timnah.
他去亭拿之后，他如果记住他自己是拿细人的身份，他也不应该去葡萄园的。
And after he went to Timnah, if he had remembered his status as a Nazarite, he would not be in the vineyard.
那去葡萄园这件事情就，所以一路上都是神认为不可以做的事，他去了，所以狮子在那里跟他吼叫。
And so, every point that he traveled in this path was something that God did not want him to do. And so when he arrived at the vineyard, there was a young lion roaring against him.
如果是我们的话，我们看到这样子，那赶快回去了。
If it were us there, if we see the situation happening, we probably would turn back and go home.
因为这个就是神的一个提醒嘛，不是吗？
Because this was a reminder from God.
可是这个时候，参孙继续走下去，他不管。
But at this time, Samson continued to walk on. He didn't care.
所以后来你看，他用徒手就把这只狮子撕裂了。
And so we see that he was he just used his bare hands to tear apart this lion.
我们看到参孙很有力，他可以徒手杀狮子。
We see that Samson was filled with strength. He was able to kill a lion with his bare hands.
可是
，However，
到了第十六节。
When we read to verse 16,
当这个他的妻子在他面前啼哭的时候，
when his wife wept on him,
最后第十七节，
at the end of verse 17,
他在丈夫面前啼哭，到提心的逼着他，最后参孙就把这个谜语讲出来了。
Because she wept on him, and so in the end she pressed him so much that Samson explained the riddle to her.
我们就看到他没有力量去对抗这个女子。
And so we see here that he did not have the strength to stand against this woman.
他用他的情欲想要去得到这个女子。
He wanted to get this woman because of his desires.
但是最后他也得不到这个女子。
But in the end, he was not able to get this woman.
所以14章的20节，最后参孙的妻子是归了参孙的陪伴。
And so in verse 20, the Samson's wife was given to his companion.
他的这一路来都是白搭了，白走的。
And he had basically took this whole journey in vain.
从要得妻子这个观点来看，他其实也没有得到这个妻子。
Starting from the viewpoint of him wanting to get this particular woman as wife, in the end, he did not get this woman.
可是神让这件事情发生，带来一个效果。
But God allowed this thing to happen to bring about a result.
就是杀了30个非利士人。
Which was that he was able to kill off 30 Philistines.
这是第一次参孙跟非利士人对抗。
And this was the very first time that Samson fought against the Philistines.
那参孙的这个妻子呢？
And this wife of Samson,
她本来是应该是站在山村这边的。
She was supposed to be on the side of Samson.
可是她根本不是，她本来就是站在非利士人那边。
But she was not on his side. She was always on the side of the Philistines.
第十五节那里说，
In verse 15, it tells us,
那几个同伴就跟他威胁，你如果不逼着这个参孙把民意告诉我们，我们就用火烧你跟你的夫家。
Her companions told her that if you don't press Samson to tell us the answer of the riddle, we will burn your house and your father's house with fire.
那其实后来这个女子跟她的夫家也是被非利士人用火烧死的。And
actually later on, the house of this woman and also her father's household were burned down by the Philistines.
在第十五章第六节我们就看得到。In
verse 6 of chapter 15, we could see this.
所以 我们从这里整个看出来，这个参孙他这个娶女子这个婚姻，一开头就是错误。
And so from this event, we could see that this event of Samson marrying this woman, ever since the beginning, it was wrong.
但最后他什么也没有得到。
And in the end, he did not receive anything.
本来是应该很欢喜的说，喜悦这个女子要去娶她。
At first, it was something that was very happy. He delighted in this woman, and he wanted to marry her.
可是他最后一 一起娶了之后，马上就是整天跟他哀哀哭哭的。
But as soon as he married her, she started to weep on him.
本来说是喜悦他，我喜悦他。
And at first, she pleased him very well.
结果呢？第十七节说，七日筵宴之内，她在丈夫面前啼哭，所以一连哭了七天。 她一天也没有得到安宁。
But then in verse 17, it told us that she wept on him for 7 days. And so from the very first day until the seventh day, Samson was not able to have some rest.
所以他真的所有事情都白做了。
And so indeed, everything that he did was in vain.
我们就看到一个任性的孩子，他在婚姻上走他自己的路，最后他什么喜乐也没有。
So we see that as a disobedient child, an unruly child, in terms of this marriage matter, he wanted to do his own things and go his own way, and in the end, he received nothing.
这个就是堕落的开始。
And so this was also the beginning of the fall.
那这个也是成为我们今天的见解。
And so this also becomes a warning to us today.
我们成为神的儿女。
Becoming children of God,
我们也被指定是要来服侍神的。
We are also destined and appointed to be the holy and chosen people of God. We really need to become obedient children.
让神的旨意在我们身上能够完成。
So that God's will would be able to be fulfilled in our lives.
那很重要就是在婚姻上要能够 顺服神的旨意。
And what is very important is that in terms of the matter in marriage, we need to be obedient to the will of God.
你看参孙他这个整个第十四章的过程哈。
We see this whole process in chapter 14 for Samson.
拿细耳人不可以做的事情，基本上他会做了。
Of all the things that a Nazarite was not supposed to do, he basically did all of them.
就差那个头发还没有被
And the only thing that was lacking was he still had his hair.
但到最后，到第十六章，我们看到他最后连他的头发、长发也不见了。
But we see that at the end of chapter 16, in the end, that he also lost his long hair.
那个时候就是他死亡的时候了。
And at that point, that was the his
就是他失去神的同在，失去力量。 也是要被掳，最后导致死亡的开始。
Basically, it was the beginning of how he lost God's abundance and the strength from God, and also that led to his death in the end.
那这个你看，最后是这么凄惨。
And so we see that he had a very tragic ending.
这个是我们很大的见解了。
And so this is a very great warning to us.
所以我们从这一章里面来学习这一些教导。
And so from this chapter, we could learn these teachings.
让我们能够在神的家里面成一个很顺服的儿女。
So that we would become obedient children in the household of God.
我们一生如果能够顺着神的引导，我们必然完成神的旨意。
If we're willing to submit to God's guidance, we will for sure fulfill His will in our lives.
真的能够是像光一样。
And we will truly become like light.
带领更多人来进入这个光明的国度。
And to lead more people into this kingdom of light.
能够为主耶稣基督拯救更多灵魂。
And to save more souls for the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May the Lord guide us.
我们能够继续的从圣经里面得到一些勉励。
So that we will be encouraged from the Bible.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing.